Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yeah! Old Roy, it's conspiracy theory time. It's your favorite.
Yay.
I've got one here that The Hill is writing. Actually, no, this is Daily Mail was writing about this. It's one that we talked about on the Annie Fry Show a little bit. We actually did a poll about it. Are there multiple Joe Bidens? Because there were some weird videos of him walking around on the at the front of the White House, like the Rose Garden stairs, and he looked real tall. Did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
He looked about 4 or 5 inches taller than he is, and it could have just been camera angles, but it was fueling a lot of speculation that, A, Joe Biden is dead, B, this is body doubles that are completely replacing Joe Biden. And the weird thing is, you really have not seen much from him at all.
Right.
But you didn't see much from him before. So putting aside the idea that he's dead and there are other people pretending to be Joe Biden now, do you think it's possible that there are body doubles for him that they use, or really any president?
Well, I think, at least in the movies, they always, you know, infer that every president has body doubles at some point or another. I think I'm going to get a little bit off topic here, but I think it's related as a counter argument to the conspiracy that there's more Joe Bidens. This, as far as I know, got zero attention.
Well, where are we going here, Roy?
But he,
all right,
he gave that speech recently about the Supreme Court and the term limits and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And at the end of that speech, and I don't watch a lot of his speeches because it's exhausting, but I watched this one, and at the end of the speech, he kind of vamped a little bit. It's like they told him, okay, compare yourself to LBJ, talk about your days as a prosecutor or a defendant or a defense attorney or whatever. So he's kind of mumbling his way through that. And at the very end of it, the last thing he said, you know, where they're like, God bless the United States of America, you know.
God bless our troops.
Yeah. He said, God bless Lady Bird Johnson and the whole family, or the rest of the family.
Wait.
And God bless our troops.
No.
Yes. And nobody caught it.
The White House says that's a cheap fake. No, I don't know. But they would say that about
it. I was watching it live on ABC.
What?
He said, God bless Lady Bird Johnson and the whole family.
Hang on.
You've got to find it.
I'm looking this up right now.
Nobody said anything about it. And it like knocked me off my chair. I'm like, really?
Okay. Remarks by President Biden. This is going to take a while because it. Selection from Lady Bird's diary. Oh, you know what? It says he was speaking at the LBJ library. So maybe he meant to say that. Although that's a weird thing to say at the end of the speech still.
Right. God bless Lady Bird Johnson and the whole family and our God bless our troops.
Well, that makes sense. But she's gone, right? So she's long dead?
Long dead.
Okay. All right. Well, at least it gives some context. It's still weird. Obviously, he's lost his mind.
So my point was a fake Biden
wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do that.
All right. Well, we solved that one. You know where I really was trying to get with you in this segment is this, and I don't want to say it's a conspiracy. It's one of the, I reported on it a week or two ago, right after he dropped out, probably the week of, that the behind the scenes that went on, that they're saying is that Obama is really kind of running the show, maybe not in the White House, but he's running the political show of who's in, who's out, which makes perfect sense to me. He absolutely would be the kingmaker if there is anybody in the Democrat Party right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was the one pushing Joe Biden to leave the race. And that he coordinated with George Clooney and these people to start to push and push and push. And then he kind of kept the pressure on from everybody because they were looking to him for some marching orders.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, he's the one that made this happen. Okay?
Okay.
I think that's all believable.
Yeah.
Where it gets interesting is, and these are hearsay, so again, if I ever hear that this was not the case, I will correct the record.
Mm-hmm.
But I still find it interesting because you're going, how will we ever know really what happened unless somebody writes a tell-all book? And then you still never know
because
they make stuff up of those things half the time to get headlines and sell books. But that Biden, and really it would have been Jill Biden and the family more than Joe probably at this point, I would think, decided, okay, if you're going to push me out, then I'm going to endorse Harris immediately because I know that you don't want her to be the candidate.
That I believe. I would think Jill would have definitely done that.
I mean, she seems like that kind of person.
Right.
And that makes sense to me because Harris and Biden have never gotten along. Mm-hmm. It's public. Everybody knows it. Her staff has always hated her. You know, this stuff is, you don't have any proof of it other than the fact that her actual staff just keeps quitting. And they said the same thing about Donald Trump. So you can lob that bomb the other direction too. That's fine. Whatever. But the Bidens and the Harrises did not get along.
Mm-hmm.
They did not like each other. They rarely spoke, is all the insider reports. And so it surprised me personally when Biden came out so quickly and was like, well, Kamala is the best. She's always been right there by my side. She's the one that's going to lead us into victory here. That surprised me. So it makes a lot of sense that he... And the reports are all about the Bidens being completely isolated. Like nobody really was in his circle because they're protecting him. So I wanted to throw that out there because I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But don't know.
Yeah, there's no way to know, but it certainly plays. I mean, it's like I can, it's not a big stretch to see that reaction from Biden's inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of as a, oh yeah, you're going to throw us out, take this.
I've asked this question before, last question for you before we end the segment here. If you had to pick among any of the people who could have been the candidate, so it's not Biden, but it's going to be somebody from any of the names that are being thrown around, Kamala being one of them, all the other VP picks basically are the other ones. If you had to hand pick who Donald Trump would run against, would you have picked anybody other than Kamala Harris?
From which perspective? From who? From
for Donald Trump, if you want Trump to win.
Oh.
Like, is she the most beatable candidate from any of the field?
I would say yes.
I would too.
That's probably ideal. It does create a set of issues.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing, the only one that could have been worse is maybe Pritzker, because he was floated out there.
But my point is, he would have never been picked.
Right.
And Kamala, if it were just everything being equal, would have never been picked because she's not very good at the campaigning. And she's very super far left, I mean, policy-wise. So I just keep asking that question because I keep asking myself that question. Yeah, but she's so beatable.
Right.
Like, the glowing coverage and all that, but she's just not that good at politicking, let alone at policy.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.